The following episode is brought to you by the generous donations of Laura Pickren, Daryl Delaney, Darren Katzka, Devious Pop-Tart, Irene Villarito, Ryan Royce, Andy Dossett, Danielle Bramhall-Smith, Elizabeth Clark, Eric Whitman, Jessica Smith, Charles Compton, Natasha Rallerson, Richard Cree, The Cam Family, David Scrams, Dustin Troop, Edvarth Arnoff, Michael Clark, Rebecca Gauman, and Shelby Johnson, as well as all of our generous patrons.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll. www.d20radio.com.
Hello and welcome to Eberron Renewed, an actual play podcast set in the Eberron campaign setting. I'm your game master, Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Randy.
I'm Jeff.
And welcome to another episode. Gentlemen, what happened last time?
Okay, so like...
Boy, we put some clues together.
Yeah. There were more shenanigans than I expected. Basically, we put it together thanks to some input from Olive that the monster that killed, oh, remind me of his name, our shifter that died.
I've got it.
Deg.
Deg. I should remember that, yeah. That the monster that killed Deg was a creation of Millhatch Industries' lower division.
After much speculation on what LD stood for.
I'm just saying, if we'd all been there for the spitball session, we could have come up with a better name.
I would have really helped me for Lasers Division.
Ooh. I'm just glad it's not Norse and Millhatch Love Doctor.
Just dating service.
Anyway, and... Olive told us she would contact a person inside that might be able to help us get some more information. That person came, that door was opened, and holy crap, it's old Posey.
Not her name.
No, and importantly, none of us have addressed her as such. I'm not even sure that our characters have addressed her as such. I think that's solely us out of character.
I think so.
I think the only time you all, like, the very first arc and then Milo talking at her about, you don't know us. Okay, so yeah, you all are in.
Oh, and Milo did discover that Eris appears to be sleeping in the rafters.
Yes, Milo did put that together. So yeah, you all are in Olive's lab/classroom, and you all have just seen a blonde human woman walk in.
Eris shifts slightly closer to Olive and grabs a wrench or something off of a nearby table because presumably the Fletcher is across the room.
Are you being at all subtle or...
Oh, no, like she like steps closer and brings a wrench up in
Eris, her left hand. Eris, it's okay. Eris, I called her here. What? Do you all have some kind of history? Well... That's one way to put it.
She keeps showing up.
You keep showing up. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You keep showing up in places you're not meant to be.
I'm afraid that I would remember meeting a woman as striking as yourself.
Yeah, that sounds familiar, short stuff.
Hey.
It's you can put the wrench down, Eris. She's a friend. What are you doing, Eris?
Eris lowers the wrench slightly.
I think Hob just kind of naturally, without realizing, kind of goes to stand next to Eris, just knowing, like, he knows that his presence comforts her in dangerous situations.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless of the fact that she's not particularly pleased with him right now, lizard brain being what it is, he thinks he might chill her out a little bit.
So, she crosses through the warehouse to you all and grabs one of the chairs and kind of sits down and leans back in it and goes, "So, how can I be of assistance? I was told I was needed." "Yes. Do one of you all want to explain the situation?"
"First, we would love to know your name."
"Oh, my name is Arancis DeCaneth."
"It's what?"
"Arancis.
Arancis?
A-R-A-N-C-E-S. DeCaneth."
"You know, that's not what we expected."
"Arancis.
What did you expect my name to be?"
"We had a few guesses.
I personally wasn't expecting anything. We've never talked about it in character as previously elucidated, so I would say..."
"I thought it was going to be something like Arlene, you know."
"And what's yours names?"
"Well, I'm Reynard."
"Liam."
"He might be."
"What was that?"
"He might be."
I'm Hob."
"Hello, Hob."
"Milo."
"Which one is it, Liam or Milo?"
"Well, since we're all giving our names, it's Milo."
"Ah. And you?"
"I don't know what's happening right now. You're not usually our friend, and I don't know what's going on."
"What have I been to you before? Other than somebody that told you you weren't supposed to be where you were. A citizen dealing with trespasses."
Listen, you say as much or as little as you want to. You don't have to be influenced by the fact that I came clean. I'm choosing to trust in Olive's decision to bring Madame DeCaneth here."
"Arancis, it's fine. We can be on first name basis."
"Good, because I've only got the one."
It actually isn't true, but oh yeah.
"So anyway, Arancis."
I just love that play in Hob's mind of like her asking around going, "Oh, you mean Vanganoth? Vanganoth Hob? No, he only has one name. It's only Hob. Do you know any other ones?"
Right. I don't know who knows my real first name. I assume Eris and Sadin and Kath. I don't know.
I think Eris called you Vanganoth once in frustration.
I believe I recall that, yes. And I'm sure Milo and Reynard know, just because it's not like it's a secret. He just, that's not how he goes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ularensis, we are looking into several what we now believe are kidnappings and one definite murder. And some evidence that we've found leads us to believe that you could be of help to bring justice to the situation.
Okay.
And then Hob has to hope that somebody who was involved in the conversation, he didn't come inside when Eris talked to Olive. So he doesn't really know as much as Milo and Eris do, but Eris isn't talking, it would appear. So Hob gets to the end of what he's got, trying to diffuse or bring things together, and then he just kind of goes, "And,
And Randy's
what's about where I'm at?
I wish I could remember."
Basically,
I mean, I'm assuming
what do you do for Milhatch?
Milhatch works closely with House DeCaneth, and so I'm a member of the house that worked with him to get him established, get him set up with anything he needed. Much the same way that Olive had a relationship with Norsen. And also, I mean, my capacity of working with House Caneth is to establish relationships with third-party establishments that Caneth might be wanting to do business with or assist. So I'm a liaison, a friendly face for the house.
Uzi turned into a lizard.
What now?
Who has he turned into a lizard?
Nobody that I'm aware of. Now, not surprising to me that you would ask something like that, because that's why I came to Olive, because I've... Norsen has a certain level of ambition that has become concerning, I guess is the best way to put it. And House Caneth, we have certain ethical limitations, I'll put it that way, in terms of what we will do to others and ourselves. Norsen does not seem to be hindered by such things in his pursuit of arcane arts. So, who he turned into a lizard, I don't know. But, probably did. I believe you.
Eris still has the jacket. Yeah. Did she give it to Olive?
She probably showed it to Olive.
Okay. Do you think you would have put it down? If it's somewhere Hob can grab it, he's going to grab it. But if you saw it in your hands,
sure.
He's going
to... There's no reason for it not to be. Sure.
Sorry. Okay. Randy, were you going to say something?
We're concerned with the LD branch, I believe it's called. And with potential, possibly access.
The lower division.
Yes.
Yeah. Norsen and Salmon gave me a tour last week of their new pet facility. And...
Okay, at this point, I think Hob takes that jacket.
I thought it wasn't approved. Eris looks at Olive. I thought the house didn't approve of it.
The house doesn't approve of it, but some members of the house are more ingratiated with Milhouse Industries than others. And she looks at Arancis, like, listen, I'm trying to do good now. I was given a tour more in a look at what we're doing, aren't we so amazing capacity, rather than official house business, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm not as good in on the inner circle as Olive's brother, but... And Olive just kind of stiffens a little bit.
Hob files that under not my business.
Are you looking at Olive, Eris?
Yes. Yeah, Eris's eyes are kind of darting between Olive and...
I was waiting for
Eris. Eris hates this day.
Philip to say something.
Olive acknowledges your look. And
yeah.
Eris, my brother, Jerome, was attached when Norsen first started working with the house as his personal assistant in all... manners artifice, and he's been by Norsen's side ever since. I'm not proud of that fact and not happy about that fact, but I'm not his keeper. And you all would remember, especially Hob, you remember Jerome from your fight in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jerome, the one who like kept getting the machine started up again.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That would be Jerome.
Yep.
So, are you all looking to find the lower division?
Here is where Hob does the thing he's been saying he's going to do.
Yes, sorry.
He takes the jacket. It's if memory serves, it is bloody and it is torn, and it clearly says Milhatch Industries LD.
LD, yeah.
Yeah.
It so he, also identified the person, or we found something
that identified
the person,
yeah,
as an Arcanist who was the head of development. I don't have a name written down. We did not have
there
a name?
There was not a name written down on it.
Okay. I think Hob takes the jacket. She's sitting down, right? She said she went and had a seat.
Yeah.
Well, Hob doesn't sit typically. So I think Hob has the jacket and he takes it. And I don't think he's going to put it in her lap. He's not a monster. It's covered in blood. He's going to toss it at her feet, hoping that it lands with that... that insignia for Milhatch Industries face up. He's going to say, "We have a witness who saw a man." He didn't see the transformation, did he?
No.
Who saw a lizard creature wearing a white coat attack and kill an innocent shifter. We found this at the scene. The lore division has created a monster.
A lizard monster. Specifically, a lizard.
Specifically a lizard monster. Along with this, we found a piece of paper with the information about your head of development down there. We need to stop this before it kills another innocent person.
Yes, and then they are taking other shifters.
I mean, I don't feel like I got very serious all of a sudden. Your tone is very... a lot of gravity to it.
Well, in my defense, I've been quite serious about it the whole time. A person died. It is quite serious. It didn't become quite serious. It was immediately quite serious when the shifter died.
Yeah, I mean, I know where it is. Like I said, I can lead you all there and show you where it is. The only thing is, I mean, right now, it's going to be crawling with Milhatch people. It's working hours still. So we'll need to go after hours to break in, to figure out what's going on. I mean, I don't know who this lizard were person is. That'd be weird if it was a lizard that was a were human. That...
turns into a human in the full moon.
Next from Milhatch Industries.
Lonely? Have a pet?
Want to have a friend every full moon? So yeah, we can head down to the cogs and I mean, I know that it's secure. It's a large warehouse. It says Milhatch on the side. But as far as the house knows, it's a storage facility.
But he put his name on the side and thinks that's inconspicuous?
And then thought his abominations were safe.
Ambitious. Stupid, even. He's got it. Him and Solomon have it in their heads that they can take on the house.
Who is Solomon?
About, if not, maybe a little bit taller than your big friend here.
No, I know.
Bald guy.
I know which one is Solomon. He was with you when we broke into the other lab.
Oh, he was long gone by the time I saw you, so I wasn't sure that you saw him.
Right.
He's a newcomer in town. He's a big player, in terms of money, funding projects, trying to assist people in, their own ambitions, but mostly what Solomon wants is power. He's not interested in artifice or arcane. Nothing like that. He wants to be the person behind it all.
You might say he wants to be like a kingpin.
Potentially. Be a weird thing. Yeah. But we already have a king. so I don't know how.
Right, this is like a, it's like a crime king.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of what we're doing is illegal. It's certainly frowned upon, but I don't know if there's laws on the books.
Are you saying it's okay to turn people? Are you saying it might be illegal to turn people into monsters?
If they're willing.
Look, this day. Nothing about this day.
Nothing in the rules says a dog can't play basketball every full moon.
So, yeah, I can go down there with you. We can break in and take a look around. But it is down in the cogs, so we will need to head down there and probably get a lay of the land before attempting any B&E. But I'm ready to go whenever you are. I got nothing on my schedule for the rest of the night, sadly.
Well, shall we? And Milo's moving as if to go.
Have you noticed anything of a demonic nature?
Yeah, is everybody still coming on this? Is it really the sort of thing that Faru needs to be a part of?
Could be a demon.
What could be a demon?
Faru, this I need...
lizard person.
I need you to level with me.
Yes.
Supposing it's not a demon, but it is a problem. Are you going to be with us?
I intend to go with you.
Are you going to fight with us if we need to, if it's not demon-related? Keep it in mind, avenging a death.
Yeah, if it puts myself or you in danger, then sure. I'm not going to murder anything, but I won't strike first, but I will strike back.
Does anything ever actually end up being a demon?
Yes. We have a millennia-old organization dedicated to fighting aberrations and demons.
There's lots of millennia-old organizations that, you know, were founded to deal with, you know, this and that, and, you know, no one really expects to find one anymore, and it's just become kind of a, you know, a club.
I mean, we don't find them because we do our job.
We've met tieflings, right?
I mean, Raven is a tiefling.
That are canonically of demon blood, descended, at least.
I mean, theoretically. Eris is a woman of science.
Fine. In a world of magic.
Science, magic is science.
I think...
But yes, to answer your question, Eris, I personally have dealt with a demon before. And they literally can come out of anywhere. Mostly the demon wastes, but anywhere.
There's Demon Mart, Demonville. That's over in the Demon District.
They actually hate the demon waste. They would rather live somewhere else. But
anyway, as long as I know that, you know, more hands is more hands.
And as yes.
I mean, yes, that is a statement.
Eris switches into goblin.
Okay.
Eris switches into perfect, unaccented goblin. It's taking along another person that we don't know. I have no reason to believe Fru doesn't speak goblin. This is just what Eris
has got.
Yeah, I mean,
Fru is listening.
Hobgoblin is still rudimentary.
Sure.
So he says something akin to, "You make him stay, make him stay."
That's good. That did sound like, without being caveman, I like that.
I would like to go, though, he says in goblin. I belong to an ancient organization, yeah, and it's the most ancient language on this continent. What do you think I'm going to speak?
You're from a part of the continent which didn't, what the empire wasn't known. I thought maybe, I don't know.
Hob says, between the two, Hob goes, that's a point.
Can we go now? Arancis says at the door.
Eris turns to Hob again and in Goblin again because she's fairly confident on, she's hopeful about Arancis at least.
Thank you for using the name. I heard the P.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a good idea for her to meet Tasha.
Tasha did run her over.
Yes, they certainly have met. I think Hob says, I'm not going to waste a lot of effort.
She, as a ranking member of the house, is in possession of some sort of transportation.
The reason there was the pause is I'm putting too much effort into trying to sound like Broken Goblin instead of just saying what I want him to convey. the idea that Hob gets across is, well, then let's leave Tasha, take her vehicle, and perhaps another. We don't... I think... And this is how Hob says it, not meaning to sound this way. He says, your tricks need the boat? Because he generally doesn't know. Is there something you need Tasha along for the ride for one of your gizmos to work?
No, it's all right.
You hear from the door Arancis start shouting nonsense words, but including the term dog, frying pan, great spear, as she's just making goblin-esque language noises. And she says, can we go?
Look, if we don't leave soon, she's going to do something terrible to that dog. Don't know why she's bragging about her spear.
Doesn't even have one. As far as I can see.
So Hob says, in common, you driving to Arancis?
Yep. Sure, yeah. I have a skiff we can take. How many of us are there?
More if all of comes, that's like nine.
Yeah, more every time I look around.
I'll have to clear out the back seat, but it's fine.
What's it got a back seat for? Is it not just open deck?
Your skiff's open deck?
Yeah, of course it's open deck. It's a boat.
Come on.
What are you designing?
Well, let's go.
She's got one of those Paul Allen yacht.
No, it's not huge and assuming, but like the back half of it is like an enclosed cabin space for people to sit in with windows and things like that, where the wind doesn't rush past you. So she walks in and picks up some papers and stuff like that and shoves it into a side pocket of the cabin. It's like, okay, hop in.
Milo hops in.
Harris climbs aboard.
Faru sits in a middle seat with his axe in between his legs.
Jeff has genuinely been trying to figure out if Hob gets in first and lets the rest fill in around him, or if he squeezes in last where he fits. So, since other people are already in.
Eris is going to stay on the exposed part of the boat. Eris is going to stay out on the deck.
Hob will as well.
Okay. So, we are in the boat, Arance's boat. She's driving, taking the path down to the cogs. You all waited until well after all his classes were done. So we're going to say it's probably late-ish evening, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
I think, though, on the way down, Hob definitely wants to get a couple of just lay-of-the-land questions out of the way with Arancis. Okay. He's going to ask her, for example,
what sort of manned security does Norsen put around his more... High priority is the wrong word. His more I don't want people to know what's going on in here kind of properties.
Yeah, I gotcha. Honestly, in terms of man security, none. Because once again, ambitious and stupid. He thinks his arcane traps are more than enough to deal with any trespasses.
Okay.
So after a certain time, it's a ghost town in there.
Were you privy to any of the security when you got to tour it?
You know, they mentioned the state of the art security, some scrying stones that can keep an eye on the place. They can access them whenever they need to if they have reason to believe, or they just want to keep an eye on the place. You know, arcane traps that can cause creatures to be immobilized. The really secure areas have petrification traps to where they'll just potentially turn you into stone if you step on them. So, but that's in the way, way back. I don't think to get access files in the lab that we're going to run into anything like that. It's only if you want to steal some of the arcane implements that in the vault is where you would need to contend with those. But yeah, that's, like I said, stationary traps in hallways, on doors, things like that. Scrying stones to where they can keep an eyes and ears on the place. And the initial door is actually mundane. The front doors are just Kundarak designed really, 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 really good non-magical locks so that dispel magic couldn't just, you know, turn them off.
Interesting.
So
I think Hob says, short of a unanimous decision, no one goes in the vault. And if you do go in the vault, short of unanimous decision, you're on your own.
If there's a demon in the vault, I will go in the vault.
I don't quite believe there will be. And it's fine if nobody responds to that. Miles, I don't quite believe there will be, but fine.
I don't either. I just wanted to make my intentions known.
As Hob said, you will be on your own.
My only ask to you...
Her eyes.
Faru is a... Don't go bending over backwards to convince yourself there's a demon in the vault. If we see clear and present evidence of a demon, then I think you'll have a case. But otherwise, you're not getting the votes.
If there's a monster in the vault, then we should leave the monster in the vault. It's a good place for it.
Well, but who has the keys to the vault? Somebody that wants to unleash a monster?
Well, maybe it'll eat them.
It could be a demon.
Could be.
Well, we've certainly all wasted enough time on this hypothetical. Don't go in the vault.
Let me just make a quick note. Monster in
yeah, right.
Vault. So, yeah. Arancis parks her skiff a level above the cogs and says, okay, we're going to walk from here because I don't want to park my car down there. Park my boat down there.
Park your what?
But there's an elevator not too far from here that we can take down to the cogs. So let's go.
Yeah.
So after a few minutes of walking in a relatively short elevator trip down, it opens up and you get the smell of ash and burnt meats and just dirtiness. Like it's not a well kept, like, garbage and stuff like that.
So more meat.
As you all initially step out of the elevator, you do see a long line of people, like, seemingly from a different means of entrance, entering this district of the city, passing by a couple of booths that are set up, but the front and foremost one that you see bears the House Tarkanan crest on it. And you see these people walking by, and there's a couple of people standing there with pamphlets and small loaves of bread, handing them to people entering the cogs. And you actually see a gnoll.
Hob is taking notes.
Yeah. You see a gnoll wearing a waistcoat and a top hat, just talking to the people as they walk by the House Tarkanan booth, saying, three meals, easy pay. Join House Tarkanan today. Come, become part of something bigger. Become part of a dragon-marked house. And, yeah, so that's...
Does the gnoll have an apparent aberrant mark?
Oh, not House Tarkanan. God, House Thrash. I got my campaigns crossed. Sorry. Jeff knew what I was talking about. He was.
Well, it was the thing where it was like, I was pretty sure I knew what you were talking about, but also I know better than to try to correct somebody about this stuff still. So
that's
Yeah. After I take a moment as Jeff to just spend a little more time picturing a gnoll in a top hat. Yeah, I'm glad Hob noticed that.
You do also see another booth as you all are... I mean, Arancis is moving. She's walking towards where you all need to go.
Yeah.
You all see another booth set up with a sign that reads Delvers. And you see a couple of people at that booth. And one of them, they're also talking to people, talking about joining the Delvers and finding arcane secrets of a lost age, and come join us and find things long forgotten and earn good money doing it. And in fact, one of the Delvers recruiters, who is a halfling, steps in front of you, Hob, and says, "Interested in joining the Delvers? Become part of the clan?"
I'm flattered that you'd consider me, but no, thank you. We're I'm otherwise employed. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, clan's good pay. Clan's good people.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. I really thought about passing him on to Faru.
You know, he's new here. No, thank you. I'm set. Thank you.
You hear a voice from the booth top say, "We don't want their kind anyway." Does anybody look at the source of the voice?
Hob reflexively. Yeah.
You see a very like wryly smirking Grum in the booth, like smirking at you, Hob.
Ah, yeah.
Oh gosh, Hob liked Grum. I think you know. I think Hob,
past tense. What did Grum do?
Well, we haven't seen each other for a while.
Yeah,
like how I liked you guys, but we haven't seen each other for a while.
So. In the before times.
Before I think the dark times.
I think Hob just some offhanded joke of, you know, well, I wouldn't want to work for any place that would have me anyway.
What are you all doing down here?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm in the cogs. Which you are too, so I think we're both doing about as well.
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Eris?
Eris looks and... No, not especially.
What's going on up top?
Oh, just... Everything.
That's same old.
It's all terrible.
There's been some issues with the org chart that none of us are too pleased with. We all enter to Vigo now, which is, as you can imagine. Also, he hates us and keeps sending us on suicide missions that we seem to be narrowly escaping. And
hey,
that can't last forever.
I can thoroughly empathize as I gesture at my life now, where I was sent because of Vigo, so.
Well, are you saying that you were falsely accused?
Falsely accused of stealing from the clan? Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. I've never done anything. Yeah, no, that's a fair question.
I'll be straight with you. I would have never assumed, but I mean, I'm not surprised when anyone who works for a criminal organization does an extra criminal thing on top. So.
I guess that's fair. No. I don't know. They produced some documents proving that money was taken from the Black Lamps and that I was apparently the only person who had access to such funds and therefore could not possibly be anybody else. So, here I am. But, you know, it's not bad. It's a lot more honest, honestly, than what I was doing. Go steal stuff from dead people now.
Certainly beats the alternative.
Clean living, yeah. That's
yeah.
Well, they don't need it anymore, do they?
That's what I'm saying. But Lady Briar's good people. A lot better than Vigo.
Eris walks away from this conversation.
Oh, okay. Good. Good to see you.
Well, listen, Grum, I am glad to see that you're as well as one can be in your situation. But we are in the middle of something, so good luck on your recruiting. Would it be all right with you if I came down and picked your brain about what things are like in the cogs? Got a bit of a side quest I need fulfilled.
Sure. Yeah, you can, come see me. If I'm not here, then I'm somewhere where you don't want to follow me, so, I'll be out, I'll be here for the rest of this week, and then the following week I'll be on an expedition, so, about another week.
I will catch you in a few days.
Sounds good. Good to see you, Hob, and Reynard, Milo, Kath, big fella,
you,
blonde lady.
You as well.
Bye, Eris.
Hey, named all of us.
Okay, so Eris has already taken off ahead.
I don't know that Eris knows where we're going, so Eris is just...
You just
Eris
you walked just away.
Left, yes, Eris left that conversation. I don't know that it's ahead, because I don't know where we're going.
Okay.
Towards the big sign says Millhatch Industries, weren't you listening?
So, Arantis is leading you through the streets of the cogs. You all see, you're on solid ground right now, which is kind of weird. And you also see rivers of lava flowing through this district of the city. At one point, you have to walk over a bridge of it, and the heat is very intense. It's clear that there's, like, you would expect in a different part of the city, if there was a river of lava, there would be some kind of arcane protection against such things. Here, if you trip, you're just going in a river of lava. And she kind of points down the street that you're on and says, about, I would say, 1,000 meters that way, a kilometer that way, is where the warehouse is, just kind of a straight shot from here. So it's an easy exit of the district. You can make it to this elevator real quick. Granted, this is kind of a busy hub, and there are people kind of walking about. We can just kind of make our way down here. Like I said, there's going to be people working, but it probably would be a good idea for you all to case the joint before we make our move. So I guess we can head that way.
What are we looking for here?
I assumed you wanted to find your killer.
I wasn't asking you.
Okay. Well,
That's what I figured. We were looking for the perpetrator.
I was more under the impression that we needed a dead to rights evidence as to what Millhatch is doing. And I think if we go, I understand that we know.
I mean, is that what Satan wants us to do?
I'll be honest, at this point Jeff is unsure of what Satan wanted us to do. It was figure out what's going on to his shifters,
right? It feels like we figured that out, right?
I mean, sorry, hang on.
Because if we're supposed to stop it, then that's going to be a lot more.
No, I don't know that.
We know what we believe, and we're pretty certain we're correct, but it would be nice if we had some hard proof to go along with it.
I agree. I would like for the job to be unassailably done so as to not have to... How does Hop say this? The more ironclad what we have, is when we go to Satan, the less likely it is that we'll have to continue pulling on threads with this, more than we personally want to, for whatever reason. I'm aiming for Thoreau.
And if this lizard happens to be there, I would assume possibly in the vault to keep it out of... I mean, I don't know.
I think we should come up with something neat to call it. Because, you know, if it gets in the newspapers or something, I don't want it to just be the lizard. You know, that feels... It's kind of boring.
So what are you thinking, like? Scale guy? Or,
Lizard man?
Skink boy?
That sounds like a really good insult, though.
The gecko.
I'm gonna keep
a
that
reptile
one.
Disruption.
Shut up, skink boy.
That's the headline.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Chameleotron.
Chameleotron's pretty good.
You know, let's put a pin in it. I think these are all, no bad ideas in a brainstorm. Except for Reynard's, evidently. That I barely got to hear before you called him Skink Boy. Listen, Arancis, this is the process.
She is just staring at you all dumbfounded.
No, look. I watched you from behind a box while you tried on 6 different poses waiting for us to come out. You don't get to be judgy about how we do this.
I just... One minute the tone is very serious because there's lives on the line, and the next you're joking about what you're going to call the guy in the paper. So I'm just confused. And she turns and walks down the street.
And Hobbs says, "It's called gallows humor," as he catches up with her.
You see the warehouse. It has the Millhatch Industries logo on the side and above the door. You see there are some windows high up, and the lights are on. You can pretty easily tell. There are 2 doors, a large set of double doors at the very front. No windows on that. They are solid wood and metal doors, from what you can see. Very large handles. But as you all are walking, you do see a couple of people exit out of there, swinging the doors open. They're both wearing white coats and just kind of talking to each other as they exit and start walking past you all down the street towards the elevator.
How long does augment last if I were to cast it on myself just for the safety of it?
I mean, it lasts a number of rounds, which outside of combat mean nothing. So
okay.
Yeah.
So I can't pre. It's not like pass without a trace or something where I can kind of prep.
It lasts as long as you're concentrating on it.
Yeah.
Which is a maneuver.
Right.
So okay. It is kind of.
Well, then I'll wait and see if we get in a scrape and if I can get one off before I just need to start punching.
Yeah. Yeah. Genesis is waiting for a fracas. Where there's things you can do in narrative and things you can do in structured, and you can't really cross those wires. So.
You'd think like 60 episodes in, I'd have tried that by now and learned that lesson, but here we are.
We're still in the 40s. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So, you all can each, if you want, make a check to represent you all, quote unquote, casing the joint to provide yourself potential advantages or setbacks later.
I would like to skullduggery.
Okay. So skullduggery is going to be... Oh, I need to reset the story point. Oh, there we go. skullduggery is going to be a 3 purple difficulty.
Okay.
3 threat.
Oof.
Could I use... I just don't have a lot of good skills for this stuff. I've suddenly become a conversation style player. I'm trying to figure out a way I could use streetwise or knowledge underworld to look for not like, you know, thieves' cant markings, but some equivalent, something I may have noticed before, maybe even at the other place we broke some in.
Kind of secret door, maybe.
Like, yeah, I mean,
if it's a front, it might have a some sort of extra entrance.
So I'm just knowledge underworld. I could read some stuff out of that if I gave it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what am I rolling?
Well, real quick, let's resolve Eris's check real quick. So,
oh, okay.
Eris, no, you're good. You succeeded on your skullduggery check. So what do you notice about the place?
It really is very dilapidated. It has, you know, like in its, you know, frontiness, it's an old building and the window locks don't work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And with those three threats, the three threat, I'm going to dictate that there will be a rotation of people, and this can be something that you all would assume. Like, so basically in your head, you think they might be, but they might not be. There is a rotation of a security team that does man these scrying stones, so those will need to be dealt with. If you encounter them. Okay. Hob, you're doing knowledge underworld?
Yes, I am. How hard is it?
It is going to be, you know, it's an old district of the city. It's a pretty bog standard warehouse. It's not anything super special. So we'll go with 2 purple.
Okay, I'll do that. Since you're just
trying to rely on your innate knowledge of underworld activities.
Yeah, no upgrading necessary. Should 0 successes, have upgraded.
1 threat. Okay, so you do not succeed on establishing anything about the area. With the 1 threat,
while you're thinking of it, Hop does whatever he says he's going to do to go case the area, and he comes back and he goes, I'll tell you what, some of those doors, a lot of magic. And that's it.
So yeah, you know that normally, like Philip kind of said, that there would be a warehouse never has a single door in it. And so as you were going to look around, you, much to your chagrin, discovered that whatever work they did do on the warehouse, one of those things was closing up any additional means of entrance. So the front door is the only door available for entrance. Well, the only door available, not the only point of entrance. So,
cool doors.
What about just a straight perception?
Okay, yeah, perception works. It's a busy, stinky, loud part of town. Lots of people walking by, Milo. So it's going to be 2 purple with an additional 2 black on top of it.
Good night.
And it's dark down here. I mean, most of the people that live down here have dark vision, like just naturally. So the lighting isn't a huge concern for most people that live down here. So would you like to spend a story point to upgrade?
Yeah, let's spend a story point.
Okay.
That gives me an extra green.
Do you have all yellow already on your?
I have one yellow. So would it upgrade a green to a yellow?
Yes.
So how do I get rid of an extra green?
Click on the green. It'll remove it, and then click on the yellow.
There it goes. All right, that was easy. All right, rolling.
2 failure. 4 advantages. Okay. So yeah, you don't notice anything. You don't perceive anything looking at the building from the street level. There's too much going on. There's too much commotion. You can't really focus or concentrate. But you do have 4 advantages. So what are we going to do with those?
That's a lot of advantage. What about some of it that, I mean, I don't know if anybody would notice this anyway, but that we're, how about we're just extra sneaky at getting in? Would that work?
Like there's not going to be, I'll let you establish there's not going to be a whole lot of people on the street when you all are trying to approach the building. Fair?
Yeah, sounds good.
So there's less likelihood that you get spotted. Okay, Reynard. What would you like to do to case the joint?
Well, I think my highest thing would have been skullduggery as well.
You can repeat. There's nothing saying you can't.
Okay.
Going to be 3 purple difficulty. And why not? I'm going to spend a story point. Upgrade one of those to a red.
Okay. So 2 purple, 1 red?
Yep.
Sounds fun.
0 success, 1 threat, and a triumph.
Yay.
Okay, so no successes. So your skullduggery doesn't yield you anything. But, so no successes, 1 threat. So my 1 threat, with your skullduggery check, I'm going to say that there is additionally, basically where you all need to get to learn who the head of development for LD is or what this monster is, stuff like that. There's going to be another mundanely locked door, much like the front door. But you have a triumph. So this is a big thing that you can dictate about not even necessarily the situation that you're dealing with, but something else. No, it can't be Eris forgives you, though, sadly.
Absolutely. I was about to say, everyone likes me.
I was about to say that. That's so funny.
It's like the rules of Bruce Almighty apply. You can't affect free will, so...
Okay, but we're still outside the building, right?
Yeah, you're in the streets, okay, just casing,
we're casing it. I mean, I want to just make it as easy as, like, we successfully get in.
Well, what about...
One of the scientists drops the key on the way out.
Yeah. Maybe just bypass one of the security measures, maybe.
Well, since... Didn't Eris notice that the windows don't lock?
Mm-hmm. Not well, yeah. The locks are faulty.
Can one of them just be open?
Yeah, I mean, you can just have an open door or an open window. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I'll further codify it. There is a window that is open that will get you past 50% of the security measures in the warehouse.
Okay.
Nice.
That's fair.
And how many windows are we choosing among for which window this is going to be? How big is the dartboard we're throwing this dart at?
No, essentially, like, it'll get you past all of the security measures that weren't overtly addressed in this casing the joint thing. So it's not going to get you around any of the stuff as a result of these rolls, but most everything else, you're going to be fine. Okay, you all are doing your thing, casing the joint, kind of meet back up to relay information. Milo, as you're kind of reconvening with the group, you feel a kick in your back. And
presumably you turn around to...
Yes, Milo turns around to see
someone
what
kicked Milo in the back?
You see a lion-esque looking shifter. Long, kind of golden brown hair going down his shoulders. With a not insignificant amount of other people kind of flanking them. And he's got this massive club that he kind of points at you, Milo, and says,
I recognize you. You're one of them Bormar boys from up top, aren't you? You're in Dask territory.
You all can see this happening, but we're going to roll initiative at the start of the next episode.
Brings up the Fletcher.
I was
going to
say, end of episode, right?
Yes. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to be part of the conversation surrounding this episode, you can head on over to our Discord, which you can find on our website, thegatepantheon.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all under the Geek Pantheon title. You can find us there. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/thegatepantheon, with all kinds of tiers, starting at $1 that allows you to ask us questions on our reviewed episodes, get special access to channels within our Discord community, and all kinds of other cool stuff. So definitely check that out. We also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/thegatepantheon, where I post DM tips, player tips, stuff like that, set videos like that a couple times a week. And we have another actual play show over there called Kyber Shards that Philip is the GM of, so that you definitely want to check out. And yeah. That's all I got. Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, I've been your Dungeon Master, Game Master, Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Jeff. We'll see Game you. Jeff.
See you next time.